This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on government initiatives to empower farmers to unlock agri-economy. The participants are Prabhu Datta Mishra, agriculture expert, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
A warm welcome to Akashvani, Prabhu Datta Mishra. We will talk about first the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan. Please let us know, how does this direct income support the farmers and empower them?
Namaskar to all the listeners of Akashvani. As you all are aware that today Prime Minister Narendra Modi transferred the 17th installment of PM Kisan, where each farmer received 2,000 rupees as an installment, and in a year they get 6,000 rupees. And it looks a very small amount for those who do not have any significance, but for small farmers who has a crop holding size of 1 hectare or less than 1 hectare, 6,000 rupees is really a big amount. Just compare the 6,000 rupees value, how it can help a farmer. If you want to analyze its importance, the fertilizer price per bag is available at 266 rupees. So you can think, in 2,000 rupees, how much bag a farmer can purchase. And all of us know that in India, 85% farmers are small and marginal with less than 2 hectares of land. So this amount itself is a very, very big amount for them to meet or partially meet their expenses, whether it is agriculture or for anything related to their household. And you can see the timing of the disbursal. Now that the Kharif sowing has started, or where the monsoon will reach, it will start from after once monsoon reaches there. So this time the farmers need to pay for seeds, for fertilizers, for pesticides. So this small amount will definitely be a big help for the farmers.
Okay. And what are the steps that the government has taken to improve the market access for the farmers, such as the ENAM, National Agriculture Market?
The government has been taking steps regularly over the years to boost the transaction over ENAM. But you have to remember one thing, that on one side, if farmers are there, there must be sellers on the other side who are ready to buy over the ENAM platform. And bringing a new platform itself has definitely several challenges. It is a new thing, and to roll out nationally, it will take time to definitely gather support. But you cannot force anyone to come on the platform and sell their produce unless and until they have complete trust. So the government has been taking several steps, and recently there was a report which has been probably accepted by the government. And in that report, there were several recommendations. Hopefully, in the next few years, we will see those are implemented. Definitely, that will bring some more positive results. But ENAM itself is a guarantee for the farmers that without any hindrance, they can sell their produce online to a buyer who is ready to buy their produce.
So how is the government addressing the issues of storage, transportation and logistics to reduce post-harvest losses?
Sometime back, you remember that the government launched this grain storage scheme through the cooperative model. They wanted to build storages at the village level to be operated by the PACs mostly. And these are the initiatives the government has formulated now. It will take time, because you cannot force a PAC to build a storage level. It has to some business sense. If the PACs find that, yes, building a grain storage and there is potential to get rent out of that, then only they will start into that building process. Otherwise, they will not just build, because the government has launched, no PACs will just build a grain storage. There has to be some commercial business interest involved, and government policy only helps those things. Like if a PAC is interested to build a storage, if he is not getting the required credit from the banks or other financial institutions, how will it build the storage facilities? So government comes in those times, at that time when the PACs will be requiring credit, the government policy enables an atmosphere where it will be easier for those PACs to avail the credit from banks. Sometimes state governments are lowering the interest subvention. Sometimes the central government also lowering the interest rate so that more and more PACs avail the loan from the bank.
So, Mr. Mishra, can you explain the role of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana in providing crop insurance to the farmers, and how effective are these insurance schemes in mitigating risks that are associated with crop failure and natural disasters?
If you look at the premium level the farmers pay, it is highly subsidized. Only 1.5% and 2% in the Kharif and Rabi season farmers pay, and the remaining amount of the premium are paid by the center and the state on 50-50 ratio. So one thing is the subsidy part, the level of premium that farmers pay. And second part is the claims. Claims, definitely you have to look this as an insurance policy. It is not necessary that whatever farmers are paying, they need to be repaid. It is not like that. It is just like a one-time health insurance policy people take, or one-time life insurance product they purchase. In case of problems, in case there is a failure, in case the crop gets damaged, then only they are eligible to get the claim. So no one knows in this country, you can this year see the impact of climate change. No one knows exactly how the crop, after 4 months of very laborious work the farmers do, whether they will really get a good harvest or not. So in that particular uncertainty, this Fasal Bima is a good scheme to guarantee certain amount that farmers definitely are entitled to get as compensation in case there is problem with the crop.
You touched upon the Prime Minister releasing the 17th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. In light of that, what other measures are in place to improve farmers' access to credit and affordable loans? And how are the government schemes like the Kisan Credit Card helping farmers meet their financial needs?
See, in the Kisan Credit Card, up to 1,60,000 rupees, the farmers get the credit from the banks without any collateral, and up to 3 lakh if they want to get, they can have the credit from the banks through the KCC, but some collaterals like land or other things banks do ask for. But once the Kisan has a credit card, its KCC, it is easier to get a loan, because before issuing the credit card, the banks ensure that all the details of the farmers are recorded with them. So now that the government is planning to launch a Krishi Rin portal, though it was launched, now there will be a synergy among different other apps, other applications. So it will be more easier for the farmers to get a loan through using the technology. But the thing is, in several states, if you analyze, the need of the farmers are different. Under the agricultural credit scheme, there are two types of loan. One is the crop loan, another is the term loan. So the ratio of crop loan is 60% and term loan is 40%. So if 20 lakh crore has gone for agriculture credit, 60% are distributed as crop loan. There are some farmers who take more than 3 lakh also. But up to 3 lakh, the government provides some interest subvention. In the central government provides 2% direct interest subvention and prompt repayment if the farmers make timely repayment, then again 3% additional subsidy is given. Apart from that, some state governments further provide subsidy on interest. So it is very, very beneficial for the farmers to take agricultural loan through KCC. If you analyze statewide, you can find that the crop loan share in states like Rajasthan or UP is more than 70%. In Rajasthan, it is, I think, 74% it was during 23-24 financial year. So more farmers are getting crop loan in one state, but other states, depending on the state's profile and the farmer's profile, their requirement may be different. In Tamil Nadu or in Karnataka, the ratio is lower. In some states, it is 50%. So it depends on the need of the farmers, and definitely agriculture credit and KCC, those are very big tool for the farmers to access when the private money lenders are also operating at the village level with very high interest rates.
Okay.
We need such kind of tools or schemes which will further penetrate the rural areas and bring more farmers under its fold.
So you mentioned that the Kisan Credit Card is a tool that helps farmers meet their financial needs. Are there any other key government initiatives or regional initiatives that are being taken to empower farmers in India?
Yeah, there are several schemes they have been taking in the Agriculture Ministry. For example, this AIF, Agricultural Infrastructure Fund, was created 1 lakh crore worth of rupees, and government is giving this loan up to 2 crore per one particular investment, whether it is a warehouse or pack house or whatever, to build the infrastructure. And there are some interest subventions also happening at some level. There are also schemes like soil health card. There are several other schemes of the agriculture ministry. Even in case of mechanization to further improve, there is a scheme. But see, the schemes are there, but how to avail the benefits of these schemes, that is where the state governments need to take it to the farmers. Because center can only roll out a scheme. Center does not have a full-fledged extension division to directly reach out to the farmers. It is the state government who has to do it.
So what are the challenges, Mr. Mishra, that you see that needs to be addressed to fully empower Indian farmers and unlock the agricultural economy?
There are two, three things which the government needs to highlight, and the new minister, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, has in the first press conference admitted that he will maintain a balance between the policy on production and the policy on farmer income. You cannot focus on one aspect, whether it is production, or you cannot focus only farmer income. There has to be some balance maintained. And he also said that there will be focus to reduce the cost of production so that the profitability of the farmers increase.
So on that note, Mr. Mishra, we would like to thank you for being with Akashvani.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
You were listening to a discussion on government initiatives to empower farmers to unlock agri-economy. The participants were Prabhu Datta Mishra, agriculture expert, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.